heritage of faith and grace. And that heritage of faith and grace reaches all the way back to the book of Genesis. So I want to invite you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 12 as we take a look at the beginning of a journey. You and I have probably heard every journey begins with the first step. And sometimes that first step is a very awkward step for any one of us. Whether it be a journey around the block to a friend that you need to reconcile with, or a friend you're going to pray with, or maybe a journey of 1,000 miles. Well, for Moses, it was certainly a journey that was much longer than 1,000 miles and spanned almost 100 years. Think of that. What a journey indeed he had. We're going to begin that journey. It's not going to take us 100 years to go through it, nor are we going to travel 1,000 miles. But we want to take a look at Abraham's life and those lessons that the Lord had taught him in the journey of faith you and I can apply today as members in the body of Christ's church. Aren't you glad? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And those wonderful promises that Abraham had showed the faithfulness of God, and certainly we see that faithfulness of God in our lives today. So turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 12. Man, let me catch the air with you. Great. Tom Trade had read 12 verses 1 through 9, but just as a bit of a backstory for Abraham, let's pick it up at chapter 11, just before there. If you're using the Pew Bible, okay, I didn't write down the page, sorry. But chapter 11, picking up at verse 27 through 32, we're given a bit of a background, and we understand some of the difficulty that Abraham, or Abram at that time, before his name was changed by the Lord himself, some of the difficulty that Abram would have in obeying that call that God gave him. And some of that is reflected in our own lives, some of the difficulties that you and I would face, just like Abraham did. And so picking it up here in chapter 11 of Genesis, now these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abraham, or Abram rather, Nahor and Haran, and Haran fathered Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah, in the land of his kindred, in Ur of Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and Iscah. Now, Sarai was barren. She had no children. We need to note that because God is saying something very special about Abram and Sarah in the days to come, as we'll be looking at that. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son, Abram's wife. And they went forth together from the Ur of Chaldees, of the Chaldeans, to go to the land of Canaan. And when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Father God, we ask you to guide us in this, your word. Lord, that we would understand this journey of faith that you called Abraham to. Lord, it has a lot of similarities in our own lives, as you have called us to in your Son, Jesus Christ. So guide us, Father, we pray, as we see the lessons. May they encourage us, may they strengthen our faith, as we begin this journey together with Abraham, as we follow your promises through him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let me just put this over here. I'm using that later. There in your outline before you, as you take a look at the journey of Abraham, called Abram at that time. Abram grew up in the Ur of Chaldees together with his entire family. There, the Ur of Chaldees, we know there's a lot of archaeological evidences today of that era and that place, far more than a lot of other places in the Middle East. And I think the Lord made that evident and made that possible for us to discover and to really get a better understanding of the context of Abram's life. Ur of Chaldees was if you will, a very metropolitan city. It had indoor plumbing. Unusual in those days, and yet it was very advanced in many ways. But there was something else about the Ur of Chaldees, which was very common throughout that area. They were idolaters, and they worshipped many idols. Now the Ur of Chaldees, in that city there, the leading deity was the moon god. And all the other gods, of course, were subject to the moon god. And all the citizens of Ur of Chaldees were subject to all of those false gods. And they would sacrifice to them, they would pray to them, they would have all their expectations in them. And this was Abram's background. He was an idolater. We know that from Joshua chapter 24. This helps us a little understanding of when we ask that question, why Abram? Why did God call him out? Was he such a great guy that he shone amongst all the others there in the city of Ur of Chaldees, and God looked down from heaven, there's the guy I want. No, he was just like everybody else. He was just like you or I. And God called him out of that and made a covenant with him, made a promise with him. Now remember, I ask you to remember that Sarai, in the Word of God, Abram was 75 at that time, and Sarai was 65. She was barren. They had no children. And in that culture, in that time, to have a child was extremely important. And I'm sure they sacrificed to the moon god, and I'm sure they sacrificed to all the other gods in the pantheon of false gods in their paganism, that they would have a child. 65 years old, still no child. Abraham, 75. Well, I guess we're going to be childless the rest of our lives. This is some of the background of Abram and Sarai. And so we have this beginning of a journey that Abraham had no knowledge of before. And here in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, we see God call him. Let's see what he says. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and from your father's house to the land I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And God's call. He received that call from the Lord himself. Again, why Abraham? Because of God's sovereign grace. He could have called anyone there out of the Ur of Chaldees. But he called Abraham. Abraham didn't even know the Lord before then. He probably didn't know anything about the Lord, being there in the Babylonian area, if you will, the Mesopotamian area. Probably didn't know a whole lot about what had preceded. But he did know that God appeared to him, and God called him. And God called him to begin a journey of faith with him. Called him to go out and leave his family. Take a look, if you will, at the content of the call, as we have here in verse 1, to leave your country, your kindred, your father's house. What would you do if someone said to you, you know, I believe God called me, and I'm going to just pick up my tent and move. I'm going to leave. Or what if that happened to you? Let's just create a little bit of a dialogue between, say, Abram's neighbor, good friend, and he sees that Abram is packing up the cart. Neighbor says, oh, moving, eh? Abram, yeah, moving. Oh, well, where are you going? Are you just going up to the next community? No. Well, where are you going? I don't know. Well, why are you moving? Well, God called me to move. God called me to move and leave my family, my country, and all my background. Oh, are you sure about that? Yes, I'm sure. God called me. But you know something, Abram? I think you're nuts. You probably would have said the same thing too. But he was absolutely convinced. Leaving everything. Leaving his family. Leaving his country. Let's take a look, if you will, as we go on. The reason for the content of the call, the covenant, the reason for obeying that call was that God had given him those promises there in verse 2 through 3. Four promises, if you will. He says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you your name great so you'll be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And you knew all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Wow. Abraham believed God. And God called Abraham. You know something? Let's get it right down to the nuts and bolts, because this day is so filled with a lot of activities. I don't want you to miss this most important thing. God is calling every one of us. Oh, not to leave our family and friends necessarily, but sometimes he does that. I know that he did that in our life as a family, but he might not be doing that in your life. But one thing I do know, that God calls men and women and boys and girls and families to a saving relationship to him through Jesus Christ. In fact, as we read the New Testament, we see time and time again that the gospel is God's call to salvation, God's call to a new relationship, God's call, yes, for us to leave behind our old ways and to begin a new way, a new journey with him. You see, Abraham, he wasn't perfect, and you and I aren't either. I'm so glad when we look at some of the biographies that we have in the Word of God. In fact, all of them, they're very authentic, they're very honest. We see all the pimples, all the warts, all the scars, all the problems, all the failures and everything else. And Abraham failed a number of times. We'll be seeing one of his failures next week, where he dishonored his own wife, Sarai. But before we get there, I just wanted to point out that sometimes people say, well, why would God call me? Well, why did God call Abram? Simply by God's grace and for God's glory. And he calls every one of us to that personal, eternal relationship and bond with him. Now, Abraham began that journey at the age of 75. I'm sure there were many, even his own family, are saying, Abram, you are absolutely nuts. I know that there are individuals that have turned to Jesus Christ and began a journey of faith, a new life in him, leaving behind their old ways, their old addictions, their old habits, and their family and friends have said, you know, Bill, you're nuts. Has anyone said that to you since you began to follow Jesus Christ? They may have. So right from the start, we can identify with Abram, taking a journey of faith, not knowing where he was going. He didn't have a GPS. He didn't have a map. But he did not have two things. First of all, he came to know that there's one true living God who really cares about him, and that one true living God made a promise. A fourfold promise, a covenant. You see, covenants are important with God when he makes his promises. We see covenants throughout the entire Word of God. Now, some covenants are conditional, where God says to his people, like there to the Israelites in Deuteronomy, if you do this, I will do that. And sometimes we do that with our children, don't we? You know, if you do this, I will. You know what I mean, okay? That's a conditional promise. And what happens when they don't do it? Come on, tell me. Do they get it? They'll probably get this, but they don't get that, do they? Right? But God has also, in his word, what we call unconditional promises. And this is one of them, an unconditional promise. Called Abraham, out from his family, out from his background, out from his idolatry, come and walk with him. And he would fulfill all those wonderful things in Abraham and Sarai's life. And you know what one thing they really wanted from God and God had promised? What do you think? What was the one thing that they wanted? Come on, tell me. A what? A child, a son. We'll see later in the journey of Abraham some of the conniving and his foolishness that he did to get a son. But that wasn't the son of promise. But right from the very beginning, God made a promise to fulfill their heart's desire. And God did that. But as we see, and as you travel with me, and we travel together, together with Abram, we'll see how faithful God is step by step. Every journey begins with the first step, but there's a step after that, isn't there? And as we see how faithful God was to Abraham in fulfilling those wonderful promises in Abraham and Sarai's life, they're an example and a model for you and I. But we also see something else. Abraham had difficulties, he had struggles, but God never gave up on them. Aren't you glad? He never gives up on his children. He never gives up on those who say, yes, Lord, I hear your call. I'm following you. I'm leaving my life behind, my sinful habits, all these other things. And yet we realize, like Abraham too, we still do sin, don't we? Abraham sinned. And yet God still graciously worked in his life. Why? He believed God and he obeyed his word. Has God called you today, this month, last year? Has God called you recently unto himself first? And then to something very, very special in your life for him? I believe everyone that God calls to himself through his son Jesus Christ, that God has something special for you. For you. For you. Will you be like an Abraham? And will you step out in faith? Trusting God's word and obeying it. You see, that's what the steps of faith are all about. Abraham didn't know where he was going. You and I don't know what a day may bring forth tomorrow. But if you're walking with the Lord and you're obeying his word, he's got tomorrow covered. Isn't that great? He always does. And he always will, as he showed us in the life of Abraham. It's interesting. Now, I've made a mistake a couple times by in the beginning calling Abram Abraham. You probably caught that. You're probably saying, dude, can't you remember? His name first was Abram. And then God changed his name later on to Abraham. You see, Abram was given a new identity, a new relationship, a fulfilled life, a new destiny. And that's what God does in the lives of men, women, and boys to us today. Abram, you know what that means? Exalted or honored father. Most Bible commentators believe that name Abram was given to him by his father Terah in honor of the moon god, who was in charge of all life and all the other gods. And so Abram's name, Ab, meaning father, and Ham, honored father, that his name was given to honor the false deities that he was worshiping. But God did something in his life. Much more than just change a name, but the name change represented something. Abram to Abraham, father of a multitude. Think of that. Sarah, 65. Abram, 75, no children. Let me ask you, you who are married, you're 75 and 65, are you looking forward to having another one? Now come on, be honest. Well, you know something? Abram and Sarai longed to have that child. And God gave them it, the son of promise. Do you know why? First of all, because God is faithful. But God, through the lineage of Abraham and through his line, genealogy, we see that the seed of Abraham, Jesus Christ, take a look at Matthew. The ultimate seed of Abraham and Sarah was Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, born in that lineage. His physical body, his human body, was of the lineage of Abraham. His spiritual and eternal being, he always was and always is. Aren't you glad? But God wanted to connect him with you and me. And he did. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, God himself, the very God, became flesh. He wasn't the moon god. He wasn't all these other gods, for they are nothing. But the living God who spoke to Abram and changed his name to Abraham and said, Abram, I want you to leave your past and start a journey with me, is the same God that speaks to you and I through his word. The same guy who said, I will fulfill your life. I will fulfill my promises. The journey of Abraham was intended by God to encourage us in our own faith, in our own walk. I pray that as you have an opportunity to read Genesis chapter 12, as you see there, one of the first things that Abram did in starting out on that journey, he began to build an altar. Oh, he wasn't worshiping the moon god anymore. He was now worshiping the one true God who gave him promises that he would fulfill for his glory. Has God made a promise to you? Has he? One of the greatest promises of all that he'll give to you today, if you believe on his son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and rose again from the grave, you will be saved. Aren't you glad? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Sins forgiven? Yes. All your sins. A new life, a new destiny? Yes. All because of Jesus Christ. Abraham had a part in that picture. Yes, a small part, to be sure, but a part in that picture of redemption for you and for me. So you need to know right now today that Abram, who became Abraham, Sarai, who became Sarah, are there in God's word for you, for me. God cares that much about us that we can learn and come to know Jesus, his son. Join with me in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you, Father, for your abounding promises to us through Christ your Son. Father, we know that there are many pictures and many events in Abraham's life that will continue to speak to our hearts and our faith and our walk with you. Open our hearts, Lord, we pray. And like Abraham, Father, we want to obey and trust in your word and trust and believe in your promises. Thank you, Father, for your promises truly are precious to us in Christ Jesus. Would you join with me as we sing?